Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, May 7th, 2017, Pastor Paul Talbert.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word for meditation, my dear friends, is from Hebrews chapter 13. Now may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in connection with his blood which established the eternal testament, may he equip you with every good thing to do his will, as he works in us what is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. And to him be glory forever and ever. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our defender. Amen. And now I invite the children to come up here for a brief children's devotion using this. And this, of course. Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Great.
I
got some beautiful rocks.
Oh, you did. Beautiful rocks. Did you see the beautiful rocks? Cool, huh? Can I hang on to those? Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is to help you understand Good Shepherd Sunday. Are you ready? Did you know if you're a little one, do you know what this is? This is a ball. Did you know that you have to teach children what a ball is when they're a little baby? When I have a grandson by the name of Sawyer, and he's itty-bitty. Itty-bitty, okay? So when he sees this, he sees the color red. He sees this kind of shiny because it's shiny red, but he doesn't know the word ball yet, okay? So I have to teach him the word ball. Once I teach him the word ball, then I have to tell him what? What do you do with a ball? You bounce it. And he says, oh, that's cool, and then he'll look at that, okay? And then pretty soon he'll say, well, if I bounce it and it rolls away, oh, that's kind of fun, and he'll go after it, right? But these older guys, you guys know what this is. What kind of ball? What kind of ball is this? It's a red ball, yes. Okay. See, when I put them on the spot, then their minds go blank. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. This is a wiffle ball. Oh, yeah, I know that, Pastor. Yeah. It's a wiffle ball. Okay. So what's a wiffle ball mean? What does that tell you? What is a wiffle ball? See, he does not know. So how are you going to tell what a wiffle ball is? Do you know what a wiffle ball is? You use a wiffle ball not with a regular bat. You use usually a plastic bat. How come? Because a wiffle ball is plastic. You use a plastic bat, and it goes, shh, and then it goes over here, and then she can catch it. It has all the holes in it. That's the difference between a wiffle ball and a regular ball. You use a regular bat. Then it goes really far, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, so here you have a ball. And now you know it's a wiffle ball, and it's plastic, okay? And if I roll it over to that young man, oh, could you get that for me, please? It rolled right off there. Look at that. Thank you. And see, not a problem. When you play a game, that's different, though, right? When you play a game, how many strikes do you get in a baseball game? 3 strikes, okay? And then what happens?
It's so sad. So sad. I gotta go.
And then it's someone else's turn. Then she gets a chance, and she hits it. And let's say she hits it really hard, and it goes way off. Then what does she do? She watch it. She says, hi, bye. What does she do then after she hits it so far? She runs. She just hit the ball. She's running after the ball? What's she doing? What's she doing? Running to the first base. And she hit it really hard. She's going to second base and third base, and then home again. And she has a big smile on her face because she just hit a home run. Those are all things called rules. This is how you play the game, and that's how you have so much fun because she knows the rules. She hit it really hard. She went all the way around the bases. That's what the Bible's talking about today. Everyone here is going to hear this. You're going to hear it again. Jesus is talking about, hey, it's not baseball time. It's not wiffle ball time. It's not playing with a ball time. It's shepherd time. Shepherd time is really cool because you learn a little bit more about Jesus, how the game is, what he did, but then he lets you play. And Jesus lets you play when the score is like a gazillion to nothing and you're up to bat. And then he gives you as many strikes as you want. So you finally hit that one, it goes out of the park. So I'm going to give you one of these, but I'm not going to give you one. I'm going to give you more than one. How come? I'm going to give you more than one. One for a friend, yeah. And not just to give to a friend, but when you give it to your friend, say, hey, I'd like you to have this. And they'll say, that's brand new. Why do you want me to have that? And then you can say, well, it's to remind you and remind me that Jesus is my good shepherd. And they're going to say, how is a ball like a good shepherd? You could say, well, it's kind of like Jesus is kind of like letting us know how the game goes, this thing called life. It's kind of like a game, but it's a real serious game. And he won the game. And he says, you know what? I want you to keep on playing for me. And so even though I won, he puts me up to bat, and I can play this game as long as I want because what he did a really cool thing. How do you know that he won? I stumped her. How do I know that Jesus won? How do I know he took away your sins? That's right. How do I know that, though? He told us. Well, if I tell you I took away your sins, how do you know that it's not as good as Jesus saying I took away your sins? Oh, now he's pondering now. See, I'm asking hard questions. Pastor, it's morning. Because what did Jesus do with your sins? Where did he take them? He went to the cross. All the times he disobeyed your mom or your dad, he went to a cross and then he paid for those sins. And he came back and just like Noah said, he told us our sins are forgiven. That's the good news. That's the good news I want you to play with. I don't mean to play with it as in, oh, it doesn't mean a big deal. I mean to play with it because it's a lot of fun. Tell somebody, here, your sins are forgiven. All right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you one right now, and then you can pick up your second one after church. Okay? I'm going to pass it down there. Pass it down there. Here's one more to pass down. Okay? And then what we'll do is while you're holding onto this ball, we're going to have a little prayer. You want to pass one back there? Okay. Let's hold on to that ball and let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for taking away my sins. Thank you so much for coming back to life again. Thank you for telling me about this. And now you're letting me have fun. Every day my sins are forgiven. Every day. No matter how many sins, they're always forgiven. Thank you so much. Help me to remember that so I can go out and tell other people that their sins are forgiven. Amen. Okay, so now, after church, you know what? I'm going to put Noah. Noah, would you be in charge of that? After church, you make sure, come back up here and make sure that everyone gets two. Okay, thank you. All right, now you may go back to your seats. It's shepherd time. It's so much to do good on this Sunday. There's so much in God's Word you can go to again and again and again. You can go to Psalm 23 and study that for a week. Cram that into a Sunday. You can go to this verse and just look, what does it mean? Jesus is a great shepherd of the sheep. You know what that means? It means that I am an under-shepherd. That means that Jesus is in charge, not me. By the way, I can use that as a really cool way to start a conversation with someone. Someone will come up to me and say, oh, Pastor, how's your church doing? And I'll say, well, it's not really my church. And they'll say, what? Yeah, no, it actually belongs to Jesus. I'm just someone who works for him. They'll say, what are you talking about? And that starts the conversation. You can do the same thing. Well, I hear that your pastor is doing a series of sermons on X, Y, or Z. Well, really? Well, yeah. Where does he get his material from? Well, his shepherd tells him what but to share with us. Well, who's your pastor, Shepherd? Opens the door to talk. We serve the good shepherd. The one person who really does love us more than life itself. He lived and he died in my place, in your place. As we made a mess of things. We have disobeyed God repeatedly. And when he tells us in his word to be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy, we'll gather here on a Sunday and we'll say, yeah, that's a good idea. And before we're out of the parking lot, we're not holy. We've had wicked thoughts. We've had wicked words. We've had wicked attitudes. All that God says he does not want us to have. So what happens? Are we overwhelmed with our sinfulness? We sometimes wonder, man, could God ever love me and forgive me? Because every day I get up, every day I try to be my very best for him, and every day I fail miserably. What does God say? Listen again to these words. May the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, in connection with his blood, which established the eternal testament, may he equip you. Did you hear what that just said? He wants you to remember something in history. There is a historical fact. The Roman government certified Jesus as dead and buried. He was executed according to their laws on a cross outside of Jerusalem about the year 33 AD. He was certified dead. He was certified buried. They sent a squad of soldiers and put the Roman seal on that tomb. Nobody messes with that body. It was a great cost, all of our sins. Every time that we've been just a little bit lazy, every time we talk back to mom or dad, every time we treated our kids as if they were our kids, instead of on loan to us from God to raise up for God's purposes, every time the smallest sin keeps us out of heaven. So God says, you know, when you know that, you might become overwhelmed. So I want you to know something about history. There really was God in the flesh. He really was born of the Virgin Mary. He really did live. He really did die. But he did not stay dead. He came back to life again. And that makes all the difference in the world. The Roman government couldn't keep him dead. His enemies couldn't keep him dead. And his disciples' unbelief could not keep him dead. He kept on repeatedly coming out again and again saying, hey, look at me, touch me, see, talk to me. I'm alive again. And that means your sins really are gone. Peter needed to hear that a lot, didn't he? Because Peter stood up really strong for Jesus when he was surrounded by other people, and then he just caved. And same thing as Thomas. Thomas was really great about Jesus when Jesus is right there in front of him and he can take his finger and stick it into the nail prints. But before that, he was kind of a wimpy kind of a guy. And the women, they were so scared. Why are you scared? Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Don't you remember? We are so weak. We are so fallible. We are, by our human nature, we would be lost. So God says, you have to first of all remember some history. Yes, you are sinful. Yes, it's through and through. And yes, there is nothing you can do about it. So I'm the holy God, and I will step into history, and I did something about it, and I rescued you. And not only that, I rescued you, and then I made sure that you heard about that, because my word I have preserved for you to read, and for you to learn, and for you to study, and to pass on to your children, because I want them to hear the good news too. And what is the good news? That your sins are forgiven. The same news I told the disciples, I'm telling you right now. And God is using my mouth to tell you those words. I have a group of men who help me in governing the congregation. They're called our church council. On that church council, I have another group of men, smaller group, and they're called the elders. It's just a fancy name. They're not old people. It's just that they're elders, and they're used to help me shepherd long-term the spiritual lives of people. And I tell them every Sunday, the reason I wear a robe is so you can't see my knees shaking. Because every Sunday I know that God has gathered you here for two things. To hear that without him you are lost. That the band-aids that we put over our sins are worthless. That we are infected with a disease that is incurable and we will surely die. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sins shall die, and that is not good news. But the second thing he wants me to tell you is so incredibly good that it's really hard to keep a lid on it. Your sins are forgiven. It doesn't matter what you've done, how often you've done it. The Lord says your sins are forgiven. And when you believe that, you know what happens? When you believe that Jesus right here is telling you that your sins are forgiven, your life changes. You can't do the stuff you used to do before when you were following Satan. You can't do the stuff you did before when you were listening to yourself and your own plans. Now you want to do what pleases God. God, for Jesus' sake, has done that in you. He uses his word to do that. So for Jesus' sake, it's shepherd time. Follow him. When he says, follow me, follow him. When he says, be kind to one another, be kind to one another. When Jesus says, honor one another above yourselves, honor one another above yourselves. When Jesus said, treat each other with the great honor and love that I have for you, use me as your example, not your next door neighbor, not your mom or dad, not your kids. Use me and be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. So every day we say, okay, all right, Lord, I got it. You know what's really neat about serving our God and following him is that even when you stumble and you fall, he picks you up and he gives you a pat in the back. He says, good try. Let's do it again. And we try again. For Jesus' sake, let's keep following that good shepherd in his name. Amen.